Talk, talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Baker Radio, Exceptional Legal Talk, with your hosts, T. Hoffman and Liz Miller.
Hello, it's T. Hoffman, the Chief Business Development Officer at Baker Donaldson, Bierman, Caldwell, and Berkowitz. And I am back with my guest, Miss Linda Klein. Linda is the manager of our Atlanta office and is a member of our firm's board of directors. Her business actually expertise includes business dispute resolution. And Linda, I know that you do business dispute resolution in a wide kind of a lot of different areas. And I know that this particular area of the law has expanded greatly over the last 10 to 15 years. Just for our listeners who may not be as up to speed as some of us are on what business dispute resolution is, can you explain a little bit about what it entails and what your role is in a business dispute resolution?
A business dispute resolution is a practice area is when two people in their business rather than in their personal lives, it's not like a divorce would be a marital dispute, and I don't get involved in those kind of dispute resolutions. But when people are have some kind of a disagreement, maybe they wind up suing each other, maybe they're thinking about suing each other, but they've got a problem between two of them, I try to get involved at different levels. Usually I'm an advocate where I'm helping one party in that dispute get their dispute resolved, but sometimes I serve as a neutral, either a mediator or an arbitrator. But in my role as advocate, I try to look at a problem holistically. You know, what are the client's goals? How can they be achieved using the least amount of time and money? And I'm not just talking about paying a lawyer and the lawyer's time, but I'm also looking at the time away from the business that principal of the company would have in trying to resolve the dispute.
Those are some of the silent costs that a lot of times business owners don't think about. I've heard business owners say, well, you know, we're going to litigate this because of the principle of the matter. And sometimes, you know, you want to move forward with that, but it ends up costing the business so much time and energy, both real time and real energy, and sometimes that emotional time and energy and stress, that a lot of times going to this type of resolution makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely. You never know when you're away from your business the opportunity cost to your business is.
I think that's exactly right. Now, I know you've done this in the construction area quite a bit, and that's one of your areas of expertise, but also in contract and in employment law. Is there a particular area that you prefer to represent clients in business disputes?
Not really. In fact, by being involved in different kinds of business disputes, I think it makes me a better lawyer. It makes me able to see the way different types of business leaders have to respond, and it makes it easier to help all of my clients resolve their problems.
I would think also being the managing shareholder at an office has probably helped you in business dispute resolution, as the skills that you have to apply being that managing shareholder are sometimes the same skills that a business owner has to apply in managing their business.
That's correct. Both as managing partner of my law firm before we merged with Baker Donaldson, I was running a business. A law firm definitely is a business. People have to get paid. The rent has to be paid. So, yes, it's very much like running a business.
I know from your bio, which is, again, very, very impressive, and for those of you who want to read Linda's bio, you can find it at www.bakerdonaldson.com. If you'll click on the attorney tab and go to Linda Klein, that's Linda Klein, K-L-E-I-N, you can find her bio and read it. But your areas of expertise include business dispute resolution and also construction as well as other areas. And it mentions in the area of business dispute resolution that you were a founding member of the Georgia Academy of Mediators and Arbitrators. Now, Linda, what caused you all as founding members to decide that that's something that the Georgia Bar needed, and what have been the benefits to the bar of having such an organization?
The point of having mediators and arbitrators that are easily found when people have dispute resolutions is really the reason why, when people have disputes that need to be resolved, is really the reason why the Georgia Academy of Mediators and Arbitrators was founded. But one needs to find a way to resolve their dispute that's cost-effective, and in mediation especially, the people who are involved in the dispute, not just the lawyers, participate in coming up with a resolution. And that's what makes mediation in particular so effective.
I think that's true. How have you seen the role of mediation and arbitration change over the last 15 years or so?
It's interesting. Several people have said that I was one of the first lawyers that was a real advocate for mediation and other forms of alternative dispute resolution more than 20 years ago. And there's no question that the demand for alternative dispute resolution has increased over the last decade and more. I think the main reason why is, think of it this way, as the courts and government in general just has less money available, if you need to get water through a pipe from one place to another, if you have a really big pipe, you can get a lot of water through it. But if it's a thin pipe, it's going to take that much longer to get the water through. And as the courts have become had more budget cuts, and it takes longer and longer to get your case through court. So people are looking for other ways to resolve their cases besides going through court.
And how much does it cut the time down for an average litigant if they choose to use a mediator or go through some other form of alternative dispute resolution? Obviously, it depends on the type of case. But as a general rule in the Atlanta area, what would be your time to court if you were to file a contract dispute, for example?
4 to 6 years.
And what about in an arbitration or mediation?
At that point, the litigants, the participants, can really decide on their own time frame, and the arbitrator will help them enforce it. You can get things arbitrated as quickly as a couple of weeks.
So that's obviously a huge, not only time saving, but probably a cost savings for the clients as well.
No question. The old phrase, time is money, does come to mind. And often in the court system, the judges need to be sure that when they have a trial week, that there's a case ready to try. And 96% of all cases settle. So a calendar is created, and number one on the calendar, they're first. If they settle, you go to number two. Well, often you have to prepare to go to trial 3, 4, 5 times before you get reached.
Wow.
So that does add to the cost.
Yes, very expensive. What's been your most interesting mediation or arbitration that you've been involved in, and what was your role?
Well, as a mediator, I had a case a couple of years ago where I was the neutral. I was the mediator. There were 52 plaintiffs involved, and not one of them spoke English.
Wow.
And I worked all day. We started first thing in the morning. We settled our case at 11 p.m., but then because there were things that probably were not fully understood, that after everything was properly translated, the case unsettled.
Oh.
And then we resettled. It unsettled at 1 o'clock in the morning, and then it resettled at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. And was that settlement finalized?
It was finalized, and everybody was very, very happy. But it was definitely a challenge.
That's great. Now, let me ask you this. Do you find a lot of fulfillment in the role as the neutral?
I think that being the neutral makes me a much better advocate for my clients. It allows me to understand where both sides are coming from. It allows me to be very creative in trying to fashion resolutions to other people's and other lawyers' problems. And this way, when I bring that same experience back to helping my clients, I'm often able to see where there's room for compromise to resolve a case quickly.
And are younger lawyers being trained to be mediators and arbitrators in today's law schools?
I think that in some law schools they are, not necessarily in all law schools, but it's definitely true that those who are running law schools are looking more and more for ways to train lawyers in, with the skills that they will need when they come out of law school.
And do you think that mediators and arbitrators need to be more heavily regulated by the American Bar Association?
Mediators and arbitrators are not regulated by the American Bar Association in any level. The American Bar Association doesn't regulate mediators and arbitrators. And in different states, the rules are different. In some states, the state bar has some influence, particularly over lawyers who are serving as mediators and arbitrators. In other states, it's the executive branch of government. It depends on the state, but if there is regulation, it's on a state-by-state basis.
Okay. Well, Linda, what I'd like to do in our next segment is talk a little bit more about some of the things that you've written about and also some of the awards that you've been given and also your role as a woman in the practice of law. Thank you again for being with us, Linda. We will be back in a few minutes on NashvilleNetRadio.com, where Music City talks online. Thanks for joining us at Baker Radio.
Unless otherwise indicated, the attorneys interviewed for Baker Radio are not certified as specialists by the Tennessee Commission on Continuing Legal Education and Specialization in the areas of practice discussed during the show. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services performed by Baker Donaldson is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. The information provided on Baker Radio is not intended to be legal advice, but merely conveys general information related to legal issues commonly encountered. The information is not guaranteed to be correct, complete, or current. We make no warranty, expressed or implied, about the accuracy or reliability of the information conveyed on the show or at this website or at any other website to which this site is linked. This website is not soliciting clients and does not propose any type of transaction. By listening to this show, you understand that there's no attorney-client relationship between you and Baker Donaldson, Bierman, Caldwell, and Berkowitz. You should not act or rely on any information at this radio show website or information discussed during the radio show without seeking the advice of an attorney. The determination of whether you need legal services and your choice of a lawyer are very important matters that should not be based on this internet radio show, websites, or advertisements. The rules of professional conduct of the various states where our offices are located require the following language. This is an advertisement. T. Hoffman, Chief Business Development Officer, is located at the firm's Nashville office, located at 211 Commerce Street, Suite 1000, Nashville, Tennessee, and can be reached at 615-726-5600 or at BakerRadio@BakerDonaldson.com.
If you or someone you know is unemployed, WS Radio wants to help. Hi, I'm CeCe Gonzalez, host of Headhunter Radio. Our show is dedicated to all things human resources, getting a job, keeping a job, career development, and best practices. And now WS Radio is also doing their part to assist you in your job search. Log on to www.jobhuntingtoolkit.com, where they've provided some great links and free tools. That's www.jobhuntingtoolkit.com.
Improve your business today. Learn to do professional email marketing the right way with Captain Email. This is Chris Murch, president of WS Radio. For years, I've helped our WS Radio hosts, advertisers, and sponsors with their email marketing strategies. As a former Marine captain and an email marketing expert, I've created a new free club at CaptainEmail.com. Permission-based email marketing to your current customers with proven strategies to reach new prospects has positively impacted many of the businesses I've worked with. CaptainEmail.com includes resources to start and grow your email list, the top 10 email marketing tips, plus a free 60-day trial with no credit card required. From brick-and-mortar businesses to communicating with your Little League team, do email marketing the right way, professionally. How many times have you checked your email today? Log on to CaptainEmail.com, and thanks for listening to WS Radio.
Caring Resources is a nonprofit dedicated to delivering hope. If you're looking for tools that'll help you to be a more effective caregiver, that'll equip you to deal with the emotional and spiritual aspects of aging and debilitating disease, then check out CaringResources.com. At Caring Resources, you'll also find the support you need when dealing with a loss of any kind. CaringResources.com. Call to bring hope and freedom to the brokenhearted, defeated, and overwhelmed. On the web at CaringResources.com.
Since the 1800s, the serenity and calm of Lake Geneva has soothed the minds and inspired the hearts of visitors from all over the world. You too can experience a sense of renewal, recharge your batteries, spend time laughing with friends, bonding with family or co-workers, or just, well, just be. Lake Geneva Retreat is one of the best-kept vacation secrets in the world. From the moment the sun rises, the treasures of Lake Geneva will be right at your fingertips. Rent a boat, take a stroll, immerse your soul with the true beauty of the landscape. And the lake is as beautiful at night as it is during the day. Our outdoor-indoor pool, award-winning golf courses, and workout room help you renew and reconnect. Visit us at LakeGenevaRetreat.com. That's LakeGenevaRetreat.com. Peaceful days, peaceful nights in Wisconsin on the lake. We look forward to your stay.